Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Brisa. Can I have your zip code, please?
33179.
33179.
First and last name?
33179. You got that? Thank you. What is your first and last name, please?
This is Irma Etienne. Which company is that? Because
I'm a customer service agent at a call center where we have more than 300 companies and more than 300 lines.
Oh, because I have a charges at which I'm inquired. They just give me that number to call. So I really don't know. I need clarity in that. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here with you, ma'am. I'm trying to pull up an order.
Okay.
Can I have your shipping address, please, for security purposes?
My address?
Yes.
305-978-9... That's my phone number, sorry. 303 Northeast 187th Street, Miami, Florida, 33179.
Oh, thank you. I see your order was on November 19th. For $7.45 for the Wi-Fi booster. Do you recall that order?
Wi-Fi booster.
Yes.
Yeah, I did make one order. That was for what? Something like $6. Why am I charged $47? On the 24th, I don't make no order. I was out of the country, and my credit card has this on. It says text something, and they give me that number. I didn't make that order.
When you place the order back on November 19th, you're on trial basis to call in and cancel, ma'am. Your trial starts on November 19th and expired on November 22nd. If you don't call in and cancel your trial, then you get enrolled in a membership for $49.97. It's stated to you in the terms and policies.
For $49.97 a month?
Yes, ma'am.
No. Now I see what you're talking about. This is a yes. That is right on the dresser I'm looking at. No. Yeah, I'm out of the country of January, and now I'm seeing this bill. I call the credit card. They give me that. No.
Yes, when you place order, you're in trouble to call in and cancel. If you don't call in and cancel, then you get billed.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. I know that's something they offer me through Metro, but I didn't understand. I hope I'm not paying for any those kind of things they offer me via the, you know, Metro. No.
That is something that you do with them, ma'am, the survey. But after the survey, it says you to pick an item, and you pick the item with our
company. No, I don't want. I want this to be out of my card. I don't want to be a part of that.
What I'll do as a customer courtesy, because I don't know the terms and agreements were overlooked, I can apply a 50% refund of the charge that was done and get your account canceled. Because before you you get billed for the item, you have to accept our terms and policies.
okay, please cancel that for me and return the money to the credit card.
The 50% refund will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is completely canceled out. You'll receive an email confirmation stating that. Is there something else I can assist you with?
So that device that they send me, I have to pay $50 a month for that.
Your account is canceled and you receive a 50% refund, ma'am. You're not going to get billed no more.
Can I have a confirmation for that?
Confirmation cancellation number, you ready?
Yes, I am.
It's C as in Charlie?
C
as in Charlie, 258-803.
Okay, let me write it on there. You all know that. C as in Charlie, 258.
C as in Charlie, 258-803-145.
C as in Charlie, 258-803-145.
Oh, that is correct. You receive the 50% refund back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is completely canceled out. Is there something else I can assist you with?
No, thank you.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care. I hope you have a wonderful day.
You too. Have a blessed one. Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer care. Bye-bye, ma'am.